Yesterday was media day, and we went out there into the Prudential Center, the home of the New Jersey Devils over in Newark yesterday, and our media session was with Seattle. Now, this is a little bit different. We talked about this some yesterday, a little bit different than normal, because it was in a much more confined space. And I guess they felt leery about having guys just standing around out there and letting people walk up the way they do and interview them, even though that's eventually pretty much what happened. But I don't know, I just felt a little bit more confined and binded yesterday than
normally does. Dude, it sucked, and it'll never be that way again. But I think they did it because the area was so small.
Yeah, I hope that's right. I hope it goes back next year in Phoenix to the way that it normally is. Anyway, we did a little bit of interviewing out there. And Corby's got some stuff he wants to play, but later on. But I talked to a couple of guys as well. And one that I talked to really came away not digging my scene at all. And that somebody was Malcolm Smith.
Now, that's the well-known Malcolm Smith after what he did two weeks ago.
Yes. This is the Seahawks linebacker who caught the deflection by Richard Sherman in the end zone on the interception as Colin Kaepernick had the 49ers on the move trying to win the game late. You know, he was trying to find Michael Crabtree. Sherman deflected the pass into the hands of Malcolm Smith.
Right.
So, he was standing there in the gaggle of guys who were less known, and he was standing around, so I walked up to him, and here's what happened.
All right, now you'll have to roll with me a little bit here because I don't know too much about football. What's your name?
Malcolm Smith.
Malcolm Smith, you're the guy that made the play in the end zone the other week, right?
Yeah.
On that play, did Richard Sherman yell anything at you, let you know he was tapping it to you, or what happened there?
We've worked on it before. It's kind of something that he does whenever the ball is in the air and he doesn't have a chance to intercept it. Hopefully somebody else is running underneath and happening to me.
Malcolm Smith. That's where I've heard that name before. Where'd you go to school?
I went to USC. There's a famous motocross guy in the center.
Oh, man, I remember. Do you remember me? I went to USC, too. And I think you were there then. I got started a little bit late and everything, you know.
It wasn't me.
You don't think it was me? You don't remember me?
What are you doing?
This is fabulous. I went to USC. You don't remember me.
Well,
do you remember him from USC?
No.
I don't remember that guy.
No, I don't either.
It would seem like a guy that was that's in the NFL now from SC. I don't know. I've never even heard of him.
I never heard of him either until last week.
That's really strange, isn't it? Do we know how long he's been in the league?
I think this is rookie year.
Huh. Fascinating. All right.
He doesn't
right
remember
there.
I think it's his third year.
Oh, third year?
Yeah, and he was a seventh round pick.
Oh, wow.
All right, David Moore is signing off on all that data.
Okay.
Google paper, the bong lighter.
Wait, what?
Can you go back?
I used to write for their school paper, the bong lighter.
The bong lighter?
This is insane.
All right.
This
so
is insane.
I'm off to a really bad start with him.
Yeah.
When I did Do You Remember Me, he looked at me like, no.
And I'm actually 24 years old, sir.
I was at USC the same time you were. He just went, okay, come on. And then I said, I wrote for their paper, the bong lighter, and it's, right. But then I make one more grievous error with Malcolm Smith, and he was just ready to be rid of me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't read that paper.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, are you ready for the game Sunday? You guys all ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to be out there doing it for Ray? Ray.
I love it personally.
Ray Carruth? No. Is that out there doing it for him? Ray Lewis? I thought all you guys were doing it for Ray, no?
No.
Well, who are you doing it for?
We're doing it for the Seahawks. We're doing it for our team in our Seattle, our city.
Okay, man. Thanks. Good luck.
Worst interview of all time.
Ray Carruth.
A little variation on our theme from last year.
Are you doing it for the guy that killed his pregnant girlfriend in a drive-by?
Everybody's doing
it. Are you doing it for him?
Everybody's doing it for somebody.
One of the Rays, clearly.
Yeah, one of the Rays.
All right, next time it's either got to be Ray Carruth, Ray Lewis, or Ray Gilly. And then you have to explain who Ray Gilly is to all these guys.
All right. I like it.
Okay.
He hates you. All right.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he had a flack of low-level junior flack with him. And the whole time, he was just kind of looking sideways at him like, is this guy for real or get me out of here? Help me with this. What am I supposed to say?
Lord have mercy.
Oh, boy.
Well, you don't like it?
I loved it. I absolutely adored it.
Do you
I need more of these.
From college.
You have more of these?
Yeah, we got one. We have more.
Okay.
We have more. We'll have another one tomorrow. And in this one, I got a very surprising answer that I was not ready for to one of these questions.
Okay.